by special recording, The Lone Ranger. Hail Silver! A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hail Silver! The Lone Ranger! With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Owner of the Circle D Ranch rode to the corral near the ranch house, leading a big black stallion with all four legs marked with white.
Ho, ho there, ho.
Where did you get him?
That's your fine horse, though.
Bought him from an hombre in Stockton who caught him with a herd of wild horses. And I paid a good price for him, too. That fellow was determined to get his price.
He sure was plenty, boss. Finest horse flesh I've laid eyes on for a long time.
Where's my son, Terry?
Last time I saw him, he was on the front porch reading.
Doggone if I can savvy. A boy 16 years old who don't like horses. Always has his face stuck in a book.
Oh, I reckon he'll change in a year or two.
Tex, go find Terry. Tell him to come here.
Sure thing, boy.
Tex says you want to see me, Dad.
Yeah, that's right, son. You, see anything special around here?
No. What am I supposed to see? Get away! Get him away from me!
Oh, take it easy, Terry. That stallion just seems to take to you, that's all. He likes you.
Oh, act like a man, Terry. I bought this stallion to give to you. You'll be the envy of everyone in town.
Thanks, Dad, but, well...
Tex and I'll help you get used to him. Now look at him. Isn't he a beauty? And let's call him Boots, huh? How about it?
Why, sure, that's all right with me.
Get a saddle on him, boys. He ought to have a workout.
I don't want to ride him right now. I'm not used to him.
Dagnabbit, you're afraid of him. I was hoping you'd take to this stallion like he seemed to take to you. That you'd get so you could ride him in the Stockton Rodeo next month. This horse is plenty fast, and you're light and just entry age.
Dad, I could never ride in the rodeo.
It's a straightaway race. Oh, but of course, you couldn't do it. Saw Boots, I'll let Tex take him over. As for you, just stay out of my sight a while. I get too riled when I see you around. All right, Tex, take Boots to the barn. It's time for supper.
For the next few days, Terry stayed out of his father's way. From a distance, he saw Tex each afternoon racing the black stallion Boots across a flat field near the ranch house as the foreman prepared for the big rodeo race. Others also saw the trial runs made by Boots.
Ho, ho there, ho, ho.
Slick, foreman of the Bar X Ranch, entered the small ranch house and spoke to his boss, Milo Randers.
Hi, Milo.
Yeah, what's up, Slick?
I passed the Dunbar spread a while ago. Saw Tex making trial runs with a new stallion.
Yeah, let him sweat it out, Slick. Everybody knows I got the big straightaway in the bag with my roan.
Uh-huh. I sure hope so. This ranch could use that $10,000 first prize, Milo. But I hear Luke Dunbar spread his cashed in the past year and could also use that prize money. In fact, I know he's going to fight hard to get it.
Slick, you know as well as I do there isn't any horse hereabouts has a chance against that roan.
If Dunbar's stallion runs in the race, your roan will have to break his neck to win.
That's sure something to think about, Slick. Maybe you better bring Pedro here later and we'll talk it over.
The next afternoon, Terry Dunbar sat on the split rail fence that divided his father's property from the main trail. He knew Tex would be taking Boots for another run, and he wanted to watch without being seen by his father. Terry looked up as Dan Reed, nephew of the Lone Ranger, approached along the trail.
Hi there. I'm Terry Dunbar.
Hello. Oh, Victor. Oh, boy. Oh, oh. Glad to meet you, Terry. I'm Dan Reed.
That's sure a fine-looking horse you have.
Thanks. I like him.
I have a black stallion. He's a beauty, too.
Oh? Where is he?
Well, watch. He'll be passing there in the field in a minute. Look, there he comes now.
Say, he is a beauty. And plenty fast, too.
Uh-huh. And Dad's going to enter him in the straightaway at the Stockton Rodeo.
Oh, he'll have a good chance to win. But his chance would be better if someone lighter rode him. Like you, for instance. Why don't you ride him in the race yourself?
Dad wanted me to, but... Well, I'm afraid of horses. Now you know the truth.
Well, I can understand that, Terry. But you can learn to like and trust them if you try. Lots of boys would like to own a black stallion like that one.
Yeah, I suppose so. Boots seemed to like me right away, but... Oh, I reckon I can't get over being afraid.
I think you can, Terry. Maybe I can help you.
How?
Well, I'll meet you near here every day and teach you to like and ride my horse, Victor. I'm sure you can overcome your fear.
Dan rode to the camp he shared with the Lone Ranger and Tonto in the nearby hills. He told the masked man and Indian about Terry and his horse, Boots. The Lone Ranger remarked,
Dan, I'm glad you offered to help the boy. Once he gets to like Victor and gains confidence enough to ride him, he'll lose his fear of the black stallion.
Not right.
That black stallion is a beauty and very fast. He'd be sure to win the straightaway race at the rodeo. That is, if Victor doesn't run against him.
You believe in Victor, Dan. That good.
Oh, sure, Tonto. I won't admit there's any horse can beat Victor. Except maybe Silver and Scout.
We're fortunate to have such fine horses. Dan, I hope your efforts with Terry Dunbar prove worthwhile. It will mean a great deal to the boy.
I hope so too, sir. I'll do everything possible to prepare him to ride that black stallion in the race.
The following morning, Dan met Terry at the appointed place. Some time was spent while Terry became acquainted with Victor. Then Dan patiently showed the boy the correct technique for mounting quickly and for controlling a horse with a firm but gentle grasp and manipulation of the reins.
Easy now. Steady, boy.
Finally, Terry mounted Victor and sat nervously in the saddle. Dan was saying,
Terry, a horse seems to sense the reaction of his rider. If you're nervous, he seems to know it. Now be relaxed, but you must let him know you're the master. Have a firm control of the reins without tugging or pulling.
I'll try, Dan.
Yeah. Let your feet rest easily, but firmly in the stirrups. Now, ride to that big cottonwood yonder. Turn around and come back.
All right. Get up. Get up.
For several days, Dan met Terry and taught him correct riding technique. Terry gradually lost his fear as he learned how to control a spirited horse with gentle firmness. One morning, 3 days before the rodeo, Terry arrived on his mare to find Dan waiting with a masked man and Indian, whom he introduced as his friends. While the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan watched, Terry put Victor through his paces with seeming confidence and enjoyment. Finally, flushed with excitement, the boy returned and pulled to a stop.
Oh, Victor, whoa, easy. Did I do all right?
Terry, you did fine. There's no reason why you shouldn't ride your black stallion in the race at the rodeo. But please don't mention us at home. Keep our meeting a secret.
All right, mister. I want to surprise Dad. I'll sneak Boots from the stable tomorrow morning and bring him here for some practice runs. Gosh, I just can't wait to see Dad's face when I show up on Boots for the rodeo race.
The following morning, while Terry and his father were at breakfast, Tex hurriedly entered the ranch house.
Boss!
Oh, hi, Tex.
Boss, I have mighty bad news.
What's the matter, Tex?
I just came from the barn. The black stallion has been stolen.
When Tex entered the Circle D ranch house and announced that the black stallion had been stolen,
Luke Dunbar looked up in dismay.
What makes you think he's been stolen, Tex? Maybe got loose.
No, the padlock on his box stall was forced open. And there are hoof marks of three horses leading from the back door of the barn into the hills.
Yeah, we gotta get him back, Tex. Get some of the men together. We'll follow those tracks. Come on.
Terry, even more dismayed than his father, rolled to meet Dan and his friends, whom he found waiting at the clearing.
Whoa. I thought you'd bring the black stallion.
Somebody stole boots during the night.
What? Huh?
Dad and some of the men are following hoof marks from behind a barn into the hills.
I'm sorry your horse was stolen, Terry. Toto and I'll go join in the search.
We gotta find him. We just gotta. Dad needs the prize money from the race, and, well, I wanted Dad to see me riding boots in the straightaway.
You stay here with Dan, Terry. Toto and I'll see you later. Let's go, Toto.
Uh-huh.
Easy, Teddy, big fella.
Easy, fella.
Come on, see you. Oh.
A short time after the Lone Ranger and Tonto started to help in the search, a sudden thunderstorm broke. Luke and his men were interrupted by the storm.
Tarnation, take it. The storm will spoil the trail of those crooks.
That's right, boss.
Ho, ho, ho. We'll go back to the ranch for supper, boys. I'll send word to the sheriff and have him help us find these horse thieves. Let's go. Get up there. Come on.
A masked man and Indian took shelter in an old shack until the storm passed. Then they continued the search, but without success. That night after supper, Terry, disheartened that his father and the ranch hands hadn't found his black stallion, was alone in his room.
Doggone it. I'll get up at dawn, take the mare, and go into the hills to search for boots. And I won't come back till I find him. I'll leave a note for Dan.
The following morning, the day before the rodeo race, Dan Reed went to the clearing as usual to meet Terry. A short time later, he returned to the Lone Ranger's camp and showed the note from Terry. Then the two men and Dan set out to trail Terry. Meanwhile, Milo Rander's two men, Slick and Pedro, who had stolen the black stallion, had led the horse some distance back into the hills to a shack in a hollow. The horse was tied in a shed behind the shack. Their own horses were tethered under the trees nearby. That morning, Slick and Pedro were playing cards inside the shack.
I am glad you came up here this morning, Slick. I do not like staying alone.
Milo wants you to guard that stallion until after the race tomorrow.
Somebody stop him here. That's him to the window. That's the Dunbar boy. He'd recognize me, so I'll keep out of sight. He's never seen you, Pedro. Get rid of him.
Say, I send him away.
Morning. I'm looking for a horse, a black stallion. I thought maybe you might have seen him around here.
I have not seen such a horse, amigo. This is private property. I'm a trapper, and I do not like strangers coming here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like I said, I was hoping you'd seen my horse.
Now you know I have not, so please, you leave.
All right. Whoa, whoa there! My mare is going toward the shed back there. Hey, there must be a horse in that shed.
Hey, come on back.
Terry, disregarding the order, ran to the shed and opened the door.
Boots!
So, you know now that he is here. But it will do you no good. I have this gun, my young friend. Now use it if you do not do as I tell you.
You stole my horse.
Perhaps. Walk in front of me to the shack. Walk!
All right. I'll walk ahead of you.
He found the stallion.
Too bad for him.
Hey, I know you. You work for Milo Rander.
You know too much, youngster. I'll tie him, Pedro, and keep him here along with the horse till I find out from Milo what to do.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed, who had followed Terry's tracks to a hilltop, stopped among the trees. From there, they saw the shack. Recognizing Terry's horse, the Lone Ranger and Tonto decided to reconnoiter. They left Dan with the horses, then crept through the brush toward the shack. Inside the shack, Slick was preparing to leave.
Well, Pedro, I'll go talk to Milo about the boy and the horse. I'll come back tonight and tell you what he says.
We do not dare let the boy go, Slick. We would be punished this horse.
The boss will know what to do.
Reach, both of you.
No, come on, hombre.
Hold it!
Ow, my arm!
All right, you. You're trapped. My friend is at the back window.
Better drop your gun.
The redskin at the window. There's my gun, monsieur.
Terry, I'll have you free in a minute. Some of them, Toto.
Quickly, the Lone Ranger removed the gag and untied Terry.
Mister, Boots, my black stallion. He's back in the shed. And that man works for Milo Randers of the Bar X.
Milo Randers wanted to win that race. All right, Terry. We'll tie them, then take them to the sheriff.
Gosh, Dad'll sure be glad to see the black stallion again.
I'm sure he will. Let's go.
It was decided that the Lone Ranger and Tonto would take the crooks to the sheriff, while Dan and Terry led the black stallion back to the Circle D ranch. When the two boys arrived, no one was around except Tex, who hobbled out with a cane to meet them.
Whoa there.
Whoa, Victor.
Jumping catfish, you found the stairs.
Hi, Tex. Easy.
Steady, Victor.
Where's Dad?
He went with the men to drive a herd to the railroad at Rockville. But tell me about the stallion. How did you come to
find... I'll tell you later. When will Dad be coming back?
He'll be back in the morning, I reckon. He lost interest in the rodeo race, especially when I got hurt breaking in a bronc today.
Gosh, then you can't ride Boots even though he's back.
That's right. If your dad returns in time, I reckon he'll get somebody else to ride Boots.
Terry will ride him in the race.
Terry? Say, who are you? Reckon you don't know much about Terry.
This is my friend Dan Reed, and he knows all about me, Tex.
Terry has overcome his fear of horses, Tex. Terry, why not try the stallion right now? I'll saddle him for you.
All right. I'll show you, Tex.
Dan quickly saddled and bridled the black stallion. Then Terry, with a proud glance at Tex, confidently went to the horse and mounted expertly.
He said it. Now watch me, Tex. Get up, Boots. Get up there.
Great day. Look at that boy ride. Shabby how he's been practicing on my horse.
He wants to surprise his father at the rodeo.
Man alive, he sure will do it. I'll send someone after the boss tonight.
The next morning, though his father hadn't returned, Terry, mounted on Boots, was in the lineup at the rodeo, ready for the race. The Lone Ranger, disguised as a cowhand, stood with Dan, Tonto, and Tex to watch the race.
Ride him, Terry! Win that prize, boy! Hero, let the Terry go!
Tex, what's going on here? Why'd you send for me?
Boss, look, the stallion Boots is in the race. He was found yesterday.
Who's riding him? I can't tell from here.
One of the boys, boss. Look at him go!
A crowd went wild as the racing horses vied with one another for first place. Finally, as they started into the home stretch, Luke strained his eyes to see the horses.
Darn it, I can't tell which one's ahead. They're so close. My thunder, that black horse in the lead. He looks like...
That's your stallion, Boots. Come on, Boots. Come on.
Great day. Come on, Boots. Come on, Boots. Come on.
The winner, the black stallion Boots of the Circle D race.
Wow. Boots won. We won, boss.
He's riding this way.
Yeah.
Oh, Boots.
Why, that...
He's a
Terry. My boy.
Dad, we won.
Terry, son, I don't savvy, but Terry, boy, I'm so proud of you, I can't say another word.
Thanks, Dad. We found Boots in the hills. The two horse thieves are in jail, and the sheriff picked up Milo Randers for telling them to steal Boots.
Yeah, but you say we. Who are you talking about? How'd all this happen? You learned to ride like that and catching the crooks and all.
My friends here, they're gone. Well, anyway, a boy named Dan helped me, Dad, and his good friend, the Mask Man.
The Mask Man?
Uh-huh. He's the one who caught the crooks. Oh, gosh, Dad. I'll never forget Dan Reed and the wonderful Mask friend of his, the Lone Ranger.
I'll still fire!
The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, is produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy.